And lastly, to conclude our carnival celebration, we have Marcus Joseph with his spoken word piece, Love Letter to Africa.
It was once said that a man cannot discover new oceans unless he has the courage to lose sight of the shore. I have that courage now, and that's why my sights are set on visiting a distant land, which is so much a part of me, yet so far removed from me. A magnificent continent called Africa, which I'm sure that in another lifetime I've visited before, even lived. So where to go first? Well, my dream destination has got to be Great Zimbabwe ever since my dad got back from Harare, the capital of the largest city. He will tell me stories about this large and vast savannah filled with natural resources, where almost everything is made by hand. The Sunshine City. This is my love letter to Africa, my ode to Great Zimbabwe, from Victoria Falls, a breathtaking sight to behold, to the stone walls, the great ruins, so many stories yet to be told, which you won't find in any history book. So for myself, I have to look. Thus, lost history becomes my story, my experience to share with others, a love I wish to uncover for the mother of all civilization, Africa. I want to love you and treat you right, Africa. I want to love you every day and every night, Africa. We'll be together with the stars right over our heads, Africa. We'll share, learn and reconnect, Africa. For I am your son and Jah knows my roots lie with you, Africa. Is this love that I'm feeling for a place I long to visit? Is this love that I'm feeling for the beautiful African women selling anything and everything from artifacts to pottery to cloths and musical instruments? Yes, indeed, on the culture market is where my thirst for African culture will be quenched. On the streets, my ears will be ringing with the sweet sounds of the Bantu languages, Shona and Ndebele. My hands will beat and feel an authentic African drum, and hopefully if I'm lucky, I will witness a traditional dance which makes the rain come. I will sample Zimbabwean cuisine and take time to see the big five. The buffalo, elephant, leopard, lion and rhino, I do believe. In Rango National Park, the largest game reserve is where you'll find them. And many more awe-inspiring animals surrounded by ancient trees, fossil rivers and all the best that nature has given us. I know this is a place I need to see for my queen brought back a present for me. This Bira. I still can't say it right. Well, anyway, this Bira is all I have of a place I've never seen. To visit the lost kingdoms of Great Zimbabwe is my ultimate dream. But for now, all I have is my love letter to Africa and the ancestors' love that still reigns supreme. I can hear them. They're waiting for me. An ancestors' love that reigns supreme. I love you, Africa. Nia Kutanda. Nia Kutanda. Nia Kutanda.